What's up? This is Keith.
Hey, this is Zari.
Hey, y'all. This is Kim.
And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.
So what's been going on this week? What's one of the things that has brought you guys through this week? Or brought you joy this week?
I can start out. I've been working on getting the certificate for Lean and Six Sigma. And I definitely was like, I had fallen off like majorly. And I was just like, oh man, I have to start all over. Because I literally like taking notes and everything and trying to make sure I stay on top of it. But, you know, life happens and you get busy. But I was able to accomplish, you know, one part of the certificate so that I can move on to the next part.
All right.
So it wasn't necessarily that I accomplished that. It was just that, you know, my hard work was, you know, paying off.
That's good. That's good.
I think mine is I started venturing back into opening up my own business. So I got my drive back. To do that. So that's, and looking into some stuff that I probably can invest in. So that's awesome. That's some of my joy.
Awesome. What you can.
I ain't gonna lie, my joy was that was Friday at 5:30.
When that clock strikes.
Yes. And I was able to go home and didn't have to wake up the next morning to go back to work.
It'd be like that sometimes.
Yeah, it was one in weeks. But I'm glad that I have a job. But yeah, it was just one in weeks where I was like, like I told y'all, my brain was done.
Hey, I know how you feel. Because when it's your brain don't want to work, it don't work.
You can't force it no matter what you do.
It's clocked out for the week.
Right.
All right, y'all. So for this episode, we definitely want to kind of rewind it back to what we talked about, you know, with, you know, doing religion or church. We previously talked about it in our Doing X Being episode. So if you haven't listened to that one, I definitely recommend you guys go back and listen to that before you listen to this episode. But we definitely want to talk about what do we mean by religion or being religious? And by definition, it just means, you know, the belief in our worship of a superhuman control and power, especially a personal god or gods for some people who believe in that. But for us, we are Christians, so we believe in one God, one Son, one Holy Spirit. Yes. And then also being religious, it means belonging to or relating to other groups of people who are united by their practice of a religion. So for us, we are united by the fact that we are Christians, we believe in Christianity, and we believe in God. So we want to get into that and talk about the fact that, you know we said in the other episode, hey, it can be hard. It can be, you know, not so good just to do church or do religion. Mm-hmm. But we want you to understand, hey, religion is not all bad. So we definitely want to get into that part of it in this episode.
Absolutely. Yeah, so why did we do religion? One thing is, if you really read or kind of dig into the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, Numbers, and if you really, like, really see what God is saying in those mm-hmm. scriptures, basically he's saying that, or he's doing everything to keep our hands clean and keep our hearts pure. And from this, I get this from all the offerings that we had to do, or that they had to do, because I couldn't be doing all them offerings.
Right.
I would kill all this and spread the blood, and that's too much. Number one, I would have forgot. I would have mixed up the wrong sin with the wrong offering and with the wrong cleansing. It would have been all bad.
I'd have been still sitting in the house when I was supposed to leave 7 days ago.
I ain't cutting up no animal.
Right. Listen, that in itself, I would have been like, okay, God, I'm sorry. Just take me now. Because I can't do that part. I'm sorry. I just, again, I want to say, I'm glad I was born in this century and not that one. Because,
right.
Yeah.
I couldn't have did it.
It's not for me.
Right. But like I said, just with all the offerings that they had to do, like, you can sense that God wanted them to be pure. He wanted them to have clean hands. And also, if we're in sin, we're away from God. So, we're not going to be right with God.
Mm-hmm.
So, us doing religion and doing all these things is to keep us right with God. So, where did it go wrong? Or what happened to kind of make it go bad? Well, in the Bible, we hear about the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, they're not necessarily Christians, but they were the keepers of
the laws.
The rules and the laws. They were the ones that made sure that the rules and the laws were followed. Mm-hmm. Whereas when Jesus came, he was right about the people.
Right.
He wasn't right about the religion. And as you read in the Bible, as you were reading the Bible, that they got on Jesus for healing somebody on the Sabbath. Jesus was like,
this is a regular day.
Right.
Right. Basically, don't tell me what to do. I'm doing my Father's business.
All right.
So I could do what I want to do. Right. My daddy is God. Who is your daddy? No, I was kidding.
But is that, like, one thing we could say, like, religion is not, in Christianity, is basically a cult. It's not a cult.
At all.
Like, right. a cult is completely different.
We ain't drinking no Kool-Aid.
No, and that's the big thing. Like, that's where it can go wrong, too. Because you follow somebody, like, hey, the blind leading the blind. Right, so it's just one of those things. It is far from a cult.
Hey, and for that person that said, oh, y'all might not drink Kool-Aid, but y'all take communion. Communion is a reminder.
It's grape juice. Right. We don't even do the wine. Look, we do grape juice.
Right. If I know say, that came out. And it's a reminder, you know, of Jesus, his sacrifice for us, that, you know, because of him, that we are good with God, basically.
Right. And it's a continuous cleansing of our souls also.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It's like, there's a lot of bad things that said about religion and the church. Mm-hmm. It's ritualistic. Like, people just think you just, like, you're doing it. It's, people see it in, like, different ways, like, kind of witchcrafty or stuff like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you see people doing stuff like that, you don't know what's going on. You can see it as ritualistic. Mm-hmm. Acknowledging all of the negative things in church, too, keeps you away from the religious aspect of it. Like, pastors stealing and, like, the molestation of kids. Like, you see all of this bad stuff that's in the news, but you and honestly, when it's out there like that, like, mm-hmm. you're more susceptible to taking the bad information before the good. Like, you more inclined to be like, yo, I want to find
a reason.
Yeah, I want the drama. I want all of the nitty-gritty stuff to push me away from it. Like, I mean, and that was me. Like, mm-hmm. I will keep saying it probably every episode. Like, these are the things that kept me away. It was the pastors. It was all of this stuff that was in the news, mm-hmm. like the money and all of that, and it pushed me away. But that gives a bad reputation for religion, and it's not the religious thing. You got to understand that's a person,
and that's the thing. And it's like, just because you had one bad experience with one church, does not mean that's how all churches are. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel a lot of people really fail at this, because they think that, I've been at this church for years, and they did this, so that's how all churches did. So I'm not gonna do it. I saw something. What was it? They were talking about racism in the Bible, whatever. And he was like, if I hit you with a bat, or if I hit you with a hammer, mm-hmm. you're not gonna blame the hammer.
No.
You're gonna blame me for hitting mm-hmm. you. Right. So it's the same thing. You can't blame the whole religion for something one person did.
Right.
That's the biggest part. Like, we see that one person, and it's like, oh, no, that's, we put too much emphasis into one person.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of
give them too much power.
You give them too much power.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there are things that we do routinely do that are not all that bad in regards to religion and Christianity that help us to build our faith. One of my favorite things is the community of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Just going to church, and even in small groups that churches have, and seeing that I'm not the only person that's dealing with this.
Yeah.
I'm not the only person that's feeling like this.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing that, or just having somebody that I can call, my sister, my brother, to say, yo, I'm really struggling right now. Pray for me. And they would genuinely pray for you and have your, like, just your well-being in their heart. Something else is worship, and I love worship. And something else is just showing reverence to God and just honoring who he is. And like we were talking about communion, taking communion and remembering the sacrifice that God made. And then also, like we said, resetting that commitment that we made to him when we first got saved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A few traditions and rituals that we often see is, number one is the dress attire. Now, this one was big for me because growing up, we could not, women could not wear pants in the church. Hmm. Or let me say in the sanctuary. We could walk into the church, but before we got into the sanctuary, we had to have on skirts. Now, once my generation got in the choir and got into the adult choir, they was like, just put the skirt over y'all pants. Because we was like, yo, why do we have to, you know, again, we was, I don't want to cause rebellious, but we always question, like, that don't make sense, why? Mm-hmm. So they was like, just put the skirt over your pants. So we did that.
But is there an answer why for this? Like, I'm sorry, like, we got to change. But
the,
like,
only thing that I could think of, and I don't know where it's at in the Bible, there is a verse in the Bible that talks about women and men should not be dressed alike. There should be some type of, like, I don't want to say deep, like, some type of separation between how they dress.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But I think they took that a little too far.
Yeah.
Because we, like, my pants don't look like Marquise pants.
No, right.
They ain't don't look, I'm not going up to skinny jeans. No.
That's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, gosh.
Real quick, I'm just going to say me and my husband should not be jumping into our jeans to put on our Mm-mm. jeans the same way. Back to your regularly scheduled program.
Yeah, your jeans ain't going to never look like my jeans.
Right, right.
But it's funny, too, because I, like, in all seriousness, I thought, like, old women had to wear hats in the church. Like, when I went to church,
that's
I
was all
like,
you saw.
Yeah, I was like, oh, they got a hat. So you got to have a big hat. Like, you got to. Yeah. I never knew the answer for that. So I was just like,
honestly, I don't either.
Yeah.
I don't either. Like, and truth be told, it's only a certain type, a certain denomination that really does that heavy.
This is just my opinion. I think it's a fashion thing.
It is.
I think it's just, you know, this is, you know, me being cute.
It is.
Yeah, you being cute.
The bigger. Some people even said the bigger the hat, the closer you are to God.
I have heard that.
That's what goes with the church thing. But, like, with all that being said, though, like, should, like, the dress code make or break your experience at church?
So, this is my stance on it, because actually, me and my father and my sister, we actually had a conversation on this years ago, and it got kind of heated. Because we were saying, like, my argument was, if we're supposed to be the church and our main goal is to save the souls, if a prostitute comes off the street in the short skirt, short revealing skirt, dress, whatever, are we going to turn her away because she doesn't look the part? Or are we going to embrace her?
Yeah. And right. I mean, that goes back to the woman at the well. Like,
right. Yeah. Right,
so you gotta talk to her away, right?
Right, or not? Jesus talked to her.
But yeah, like I mean, because I've heard of scenarios like that in some churches, and like the pastor would see this person, and like he realized like the church didn't go to help her.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of like had her off to the side, or was like, "Hey, could you leave?" And it's like, "Yo, why not say, hey, I got something to cover you up with."
And for me, like, I believe that in that scenario, what should happen is some women in the church should go and talk to her, go minister to her in a separate room. Because in that moment, I would feel that she needs to be ministered to one-on-one as opposed to being preached to.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you come in from the street in that moment, you don't necessarily need to be preached to, because not like... You need something personal for yourself.
Yeah.
Now, not saying that she could walk in and the sermon is like speaking on to what she needs in that moment, but we as Christians need to be tuned in and tapped in again in relationship with God to see, like, if God say, Ariel, she go pray for her, go pray this, and I have seen that happen. Mm-hmm. My godfather is one of the people. People don't tell my godfather what they going through, but he be like, look at you. You and your wife dealing with something. And you be looking like, who done told you?
That's what you be like, nobody. Yo, don't come around me.
Right.
Don't you come around me.
So, like, you just need to have that relationship with God to know what people need in that moment.
Yeah, and being Christian. Like, just being God-like. You know what I'm saying? Like, not seeing somebody for their outside. Because that's the biggest thing. Like, we see people, we see their appearance, we see their clothes, and it's like, oh, you already automatically judge them.
Right.
That's a part of that religious spirit.
It's that religious spirit. Because I put up a picture in one of my men's groups, and it was like me, hood, you know what I'm saying, like with the bandana and everything. And I was like, would you have listened to that kid Ooh. Now. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I would have came, if I still look like this, would you listen to me?
That's great.
Or would you give me the opportunity to be cool with you?
Right.
And that's one of the biggest things. It's like, we look at the outward appearance instead of finding out what's going on with that person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. The clothes, you know, how you present yourself walking in the doors, and people automatically have this mindset of, you know, in the church, we are supposed to be this way. Mm-hmm. And if you come in another way and you continuously come in that way, mm-hmm. we're going to judge you. We're going to talk about you. And that's why you wonder why people leave. Mm-hmm. You wonder why people are like, I'm not coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's one of the things. Like, should it make or break you going to church? It shouldn't. Right. Like, the biggest thing is, you should be able to get the word for yourself. Because guess what? Because none of these people got a heaven or hell to put you in.
Exactly.
Period. Mm-hmm. So you are getting this for you. You're not getting this for anybody else but yourself.
Mm-hmm. Right.
To feed to other people. But that should not make or break your situation. And I had to say that to myself. Because I get in a situation like that and I'm like, you know what? I ain't even coming here no more. But if you eating, if you get receiving the word, stay and receive it.
Right. And that's something else. Like, and this is a whole different podcast that we're going to have, so stay tuned. But you just need to find a church to where you are being fed.
Yes,
because that's the whole thing. Like, don't stay at a church because
that's where you grew up,
or that's where you know everybody at. Because I guarantee you, when you go to heaven, God ain't gonna be like, he ain't gonna ask you, so you went to this church, how was it? Like, or he not gonna ask you.
I ain't gonna be there to vouch for you.
Right. He gonna ask you, what did you get? He ain't gonna ask you, what did you get from somebody else? He gonna ask you, what did you get?
Right. Like, so, what did you do for this world? You know what I'm saying? What did you do for my children?
Right. How did you build a relationship with me? Not who helped you do it, all this stuff. So, yeah.
So what can we do, or how can religion and God work together? Like, there's nothing, we're not saying like religion is a whole totally bad thing. So we definitely feel like one thing that can happen is bringing back the communal spirit back into very self-seeking society, because self-righteousness is definitely an issue.
Yeah.
Self-seeking, and if you're not like me, if you're not doing it how I'm doing it, it's definitely an issue that we face in religious acts.
Yeah.
So bringing back, you know, and getting that judgmental part out, getting that, if you're not, if like you said, walking in a church with a short skirt on or something, or if that person has done things and you've seen them out in the community and now all of a sudden they're walking in your doors and you automatically put it in somebody else's ear that, oh, this person did this, and now this is already automatically spreading.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Before that person even got to be known by anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, let's knock that self-seeking, just because I felt this way, spirit out.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's good. So, what are ways to incorporate religion? Practical ways that we can incorporate that into relationship with God. And for me, I would say, actually, when we were talking about the doing versus being, we were saying how it can become a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually lose yourself in a routine and lose your heart or lose your mindset in the routine, because it's so, like, just day in and day out repeating itself. But actually, if you really think about it, if you do something so many times, eventually it's going to start affecting you.
Yeah.
So if you read it, after a while, your mind is going to shift to, like, the words are going to begin to pop up off the page.
Pretty much. You're going to incorporate it in your daily walk. Right.
And then one thing that I was thinking about was that it's not, even if we're reading it and we're not necessarily getting something from it in that moment, like I said in the last episode, it's going to eventually come back because those words are, like, implanted in our heart. And if you read in Psalm 119:11, it tells us, your word I have hidden in my heart that I may not sin again against you. So it's like I said in the last episode, again, you're planting that seed so that in the time that you need it, when you don't realize you need it, that word is going to be in you. Mm-hmm. So when you be like, okay, oh, I think I'm going to do this, that we're going to tap you on your shoulder. Nope. Don't do that. Don't do that. It's right. Not the way to go. It's not the way to go. So, yeah. So that's one way we can incorporate.
I think too, like being intentional about your routine. You know what I'm saying? Being intentional that's about good. Your word and stuff like that. Because if you're just doing it just because you're doing it, then it's going to become just a religious doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to be intentional. Yeah, you got to be intentional. Like, you got to be, like, in it. It's like you driving somewhere. If you do, like you said, if you're doing a routine every day, you kind of become numb to it. It's like somebody mm-hmm. driving down the street and you driving that same road every day to work. And you
like, okay, I'm going to go somewhere. And you be like, I didn't meant to go there before I came home. Yeah. Why am I here?
Is mm-hmm. that? Yeah. But have you ever like drove through a stoplight mm-hmm. and didn't know if it was red or green?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Because you're so in routine of it.
Yeah.
And you're so numb to it. You're like, oh, no, I've done it. But it probably was green. But you mm-hmm. you missed yeah. that part of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why you that's don't want to get into a routine. Like, be intentional with your drive. Be intentional about all of that. But at the end of the day, intentional in all of this is the best thing, the best way to bring religion and God back together.
So why are you a part of this religion? And what is your reason for doing religion?
So for me, like I said, religion is not all bad because it can get you into the routine of doing things, mm-hmm. but for a good purpose.
Right, right.
So me being a part of a church has shaped me to be a better person.
Absolutely.
And has shaped my relationship with God, because not being in a church, I don't think that I would have developed my relationship. Mm-hmm. I don't think I would have made the decision to be like, all right, I need to go deeper with God. Right, like, I need to better understand this. And like, that's part of the pastor's purpose, is to teach you the word.
Right.
And I mean, you got to make sure that, you know, they are teaching you the words. So make sure you read for the word for yourself. But doing that part, being religious in that point or aspect, that has been a good thing for me.
Yeah.
So for me, that's why I'm a part of, you know, a religion or a part of a church.
Right.
Yeah. For me, that's being a part of a church, being a part of religion it helped me with like accountability and things like that. Like you said, it helped push me mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. do better. Because it was like, and it gave me like a foundation almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't just in it to be like just going haywire. Religion gave me a basis mm-hmm. on how to do this or how to try and transition myself into it. But it's definitely, being a part of it has helped me and it's pushed me forward. And it gave me others like me and like-minded to actually move forward with my faith.
So, for me, real quick, I would say that I am in this because I grew up in it, and then go old school. I've tried him, and I've learned that he is good. And just with the things that I've dealt with in my life, as far as my mom passing, going through a divorce, had I not had God in my life, I would have gone crazy. I would have been out here in these streets doing a whole lot of stuff. Going to school in New Orleans, I probably would have been into some stuff that I should not have been. So for me, it's sort of like what you said, Marquise. It's keeping me, it kept me grounded.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, it's giving me peace.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people who've been through less stuff and have gone plumb crazy. Mm-hmm. So I've gained an extra sense of peace from my relationship with God and through my relationship and through with God and the Holy Spirit. So that's my answer. So, guys, we thank y'all. So, y'all can find us on social media. And y'all can tell us all aspects of relationship and church that you think should get the X, or we should cancel, and or what should get the cross, which we should keep. You can find us on Facebook and IG, both at Relationship X Religion. And just tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, so just to recap for this episode, belonging to a group of people who are united by their faith, their practice, their belief in God, you know, us being Christians, it's not a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's how we go about it that affects, you know, what we get out of it and our relationship with God. That's good. So, you know, being religious allows for us to be in a community of like-minded people, in which we can relate and understand, you know, our experiences, the good and the bad. You know, the part where religion goes wrong is where it becomes controlling for the purposes of your self-gain, your own gain. And we've seen that happen, you know, in the church. So it's not that it doesn't exist, but we have to fight against that. And we have to call it out when we do see those things and remind people that we're not here just for religious acts. We're here because we are in community with like-minded people who love God and want to live out a righteous life.
Right.
So, with that being said,
like we always say, we want you to be persuaded by religion, but fully convinced by the relationship with God. And this is Relationship X Religion Podcast.